point. Tyler Gunnarsson will take the ball up for the Eagles. Ryu in the corner. To Tyler, takes it all around, swings it over to Rowdy in the corner, who takes it back up to the top of the key. Trip, back to Gunnarsson. Ball in motion here as it goes to the right-hand side. And Landon spent a little too much time in the paint there, gets a three in the key, and that's kind of a first season learning curve right there. Brennan with the ball, under 2 minutes to go here in the half. T-Jacks trail by six. Looking for an open shot. The unsung hero of this game so far has been the defense from both these squads. Sam Point and King Cove really shutting each other down on the defensive end. Tyler, on the fast transition, sets up Rowdy for three. Oh, nothing but the bottom of the net right there. Beautiful shot by Rowdy. 20 now to 11 in favor of the Eagles. Just over a minute to go here in the quarter. Chase kicks over to Brennan. Oh! Jeremy comes in hard, draws a lob contact against Saylor, who was underneath the basket, did a great job getting behind the defense. That'll force a two-shot opportunity for Saylor Gould at the line. Saylor puts it up. Hits it. First points in quite a few minutes here for the T-Jacks. 12 now for King Cove, 20 for Sam Point. Here's Saylor with a second attempt. Hits it. Beautiful shots by Saylor. Sam Point up by 7, less than a minute to go in the half. Ryu with the ball. Guarded on the outside. Taking his time to set the play. Sam Point not really moving here on offense. Need to get this play in motion a little bit. The swing over to the right. Travel. Foot slide right there by Ryu. I'd really like to see a little bit more motion here on offense by Sam Point. Moving the ball around, looking for opportunities. We've got a young team here on the court. 30 seconds to go in the half. Sam Point still up by 7. Brennan. Almost let his foot there. Riley for three in the corner. Stretches the front of the rim. Takes down his own rebound and gets a little too much contact there as Sam Point tries to pull the ball away. 18 seconds left in the half. Sam Point up by 7. King Cove throwing in underneath their own basket. Brennan Larson will take the ball. Play in motion. Chase left open in the corner. Shot up, missed. Ryu with the ball. 13 seconds. Pass knocked out bounds by Chase. 11 seconds to go here in the first half. Is that going to be a foul?
No, it's no foul.
Peter might be checking in here. That's Rowdy. Sorry. 8 seconds. Ryu with the ball. Over to Rowdy. Tyler wide open. Shot is missed. Ryu tried to tip it up, but no good. And here we are at the end of the first half. Sam Point up by 7, 20-13 here on KSCP and the Sam Point Sports Network. This is Optimum Roof. Again, back in 10 minutes. Sam Point up by 7 here at the Sam Point Stadium for the first game of the 2025 season.
Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting is generously supported by the City of Sam Point. Sandpoint is a first-class city in the Aleutians East Borough, located on Humboldt Harbor on the northwestern Popoff Island. Anchorage is 575 nautical miles to the northeast. The Sandpoint City Council meets the second Tuesday of every month at 7 p.m. in the City Hall Council Chambers. Contact the City of Sandpoint by calling 907-383-2696, emailing sptcity@arctic.net. Or visiting their website at sandpointak.com.
Don't come down with the sun.
myself when the morning comes. No thoughts of your body running through my head. No bottle of bourbon beside the bed. It wasn't no thing to give you up. I never reached for you in another tub. To my eyes, 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 I'm still a fool for you. Nothing I wouldn't do for you. Lies, 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 girl, I'm on a downhill dive. Habits and hard, hard breaks are hard to break, so I just tell the same old lies, lies, lies. Yeah, baby, I can try, try, try. You missing me bad as I miss you. Snowballs to a phone call sounded something stupid, baby, cause the truth is the 90 proof is telling me. Lies, 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 look into my eyes, 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 I'm still a fool for you. Nothing I wouldn't do for you. Lies, 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 girl, I'm on a downhill dive. Habits and hard, hard breaks are hard to break, so I just tell the same old lies, lies, lying to myself. Why in the hell do I keep saying I can get you back? That's about as honest as saying that I don't come down with the sun. I won't hate myself when the morning comes. Them ain't nothing. Look into my eyes, 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 I'm still a fool for you. Nothing I wouldn't do for you. Lies, 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 girl, I'm on a downhill dive. Having some hard, hard breaks, or hard to breathe, so I just tell the same old lies, lies, lies. Lies, lies.
Had to live up to it on a lot of them, and it really ain't easy. Our heroes, they come and die, but a legend, he lives forever.
It's all in the tall cats on a stroll. How I get a muscle right and slim hop though. Grill for peace back by the stream. Pterodactyl hops are fishing in the beads. It's all in how you honey got to take the pain from the Cadillac Club on down to Baker's Ranch. A story if you only had a mouth. It's all in how you run it. Close your eyes and drive. I feel if you slow down, they will catch you with Jesus at the wheel. Chickens go to fighting, fail suicide. Raunchy May Williams took my pocket knife. Jumped off the bridge, all attention they're on. Hit the rip rap, started speaking in tongue. Slim hoppo, grill for peace, back by the stream, pterodactyl.
chicken bone. Brother and sister swapping the bottle, praying to Jesus to bring her home. Hold my hand and feel the tremble. Lights say flicker to the rain. Sister, go fuel your generator. Daddy gonna cool all your pain.
Texas, ain't no hold'em. So lay your cards down, 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 down. So pocket legs.
For the T-Jacks, 24 Sandpoint. As we come here into the third quarter of this four-quarter series. Again, thanks for tuning in here to KSCP and the Sandpoint Sports Network. Baskets have been switched. Eagles now on the right-hand side. Ball picked up by the T-Jacks. Good defense. Pass goes wide, now bounce. Again, 20-13 now in favor of Sandpoint. Eagles taking their time, moving the ball around. Starting five on the floor. Peter Kalugin, Jerry McLaughlin, Rio Viscocho. Rio with a shot. Top of the rim, no good. Peter tries to steal from Riley. Good grip there by Riley. Riley Tripp, his senior year. Tyler Gunderson on the floor as well to round out the Sandpoint starting five. Long pass over to Riley Wilson. Good defense there by Peter. But Riley's able to get it out. Shot up. Just missed. Rowdy from the ground rebounds the ball. What a rebound by Rowdy. And honestly, this guy just always with the crazy athletic plays. Eagles still up by seven here. 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. Thanks for tuning in. Ryu outside. Rowdy drives in. Shot the glass. Man, just the right amount of spin to make it in at that angle. That was far off the right-hand side. Riley now for the T-Jacks. Two-man block almost makes it gets stolen. This time it is stolen. Sailor to Brennan, picked off by Rowdy. 1-2 step in by Rowdy. Shot up, no good. Rebound goes to Brennan. Same point now by 9. 6:30 left to go in the third. Wilson with the ball. Tight defense from Sandpoint. Trip ball tipped off the hands of Robert, but he's able to keep his paws on it. Passes it back outside over to Chase, who drives in. Shot hits every part of the top of the rim, but just can't quite go down. Sandpoint with the ball. Quick transition by Ryu. Nice fake pass outside. Behind the lane. Oh, man. Shot just missed by Peter, who forces it back up and finishes the job for 2 more points. And despite that first missed shot, that was exactly what you want to see, the kind of playmaking, the passing, getting behind the defense down low. What a spin by Chase to lose his defender, Ryu. Shot up and good, too, by King Coven. The Nets stuck up on the top of the rim over on the King Cove side. They're going to fix that here. Tyler gets in, sends it back outside to Ryu. Pump fake, floating shot, in. Same point, up by 11 now. And the hoop is misaligned here. Riley for 3, fixes it with that long shot for 3. Great shot by Riley Wilson. 26-18 now in favor of Sandpoint. Under 5 to go in the third quarter. Rowdy's open for 3 in the corner. Hits the back of the iron. Picked up by the T-Jacks in a real fast transition as Chase tries to get to the basket, but he runs into 4 defenders and can't make it happen. Tyler. Oh, what a play. Pivots midair, puts the ball up. Beautiful play by Tyler, but great defense too by Brennan, who just missed it. Robert, ball falls off, almost picked up by Rowdy, but back into the hands of Thompson, who finishes on a beautiful left-hand power-up. 20 now for the T-Jacks, 28 for Sandpoint. Ryu for 3, in! And things are heating up here in the third quarter in Sandpoint, as the score now goes to 31 for Sandpoint, 20 for King Cove. Chase to Brennan. Back to Brennan now. Nice pump fake. Gets past Tyler. Off the glass. Just no good. Off the hands of Rowdy. King Cove's going to throw in underneath their own basket. You saw it. Thought Robert kind of pushed Rowdy almost out of bounds. I know he was wondering if that's going to be like his third or fourth foul there. Oh, a big pass gets stolen by Ryu. He moves fast. 3-on-1. Underhand layup. No good. Riley gets a great rebound. Sandpoint still up by 11. Chase weaves back every defender and then hands it off to Sailor for a beautiful layup. Man, not a lot of response to that, but that was a huge play by Chase. 22 now for the T-Jacks, 31 for Sandpoint. Tyler gets the ball. Drives in outside. Rowdy's open for 3. Pump fake pass Sailor, who responds to put a hand back up. It don't matter. Rowdy with another 3-point shot from the corner. 34-22 now the score in favor of Sandpoint. Chase Gould not giving up. Nice floater, doesn't go down. Gets his own rebound on the other side of the court. Whistle on the play. Contact by Sandpoint. T-Jacks throwing in underneath their own basket. Larson playing out. Action outside to Riley for 3, just short of the rim, goes out of bounds. 34-22 in favor of Sandpoint. Just under 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Great to see this game back in action. Love to have basketball here. Shot up by Sandpoint is missed. Rebound goes to King Cove. Riley at the yellow line, hands it off to Brennan, who will find Chase. Backcourt motion. Oh, and a moving, not a moving screen, but I guess you'd call that blocking. Peter contacts Chase in the air, sending him to the line. Pretty low fouls here in the third quarter. Just two fouls for Sandpoint, one for the T-Jacks. Second foul for Peter. 2:33 left to go here in the third quarter. Off the top of the rim for Chase's first attempt. Dawson Galvin will check in for Jeremy. Dawson made some good contributions there in the first quarter. See what he has here in the third. Chase will miss his second from the line, but Robert Thompson forces down the board. Pass outside of Brendan, picked off by Ryu. Sneaky little guy. Gets in there, stealing balls. Left and right, making things happen. Big point guard, good defender. Shot for three by Peter Kalugin. 37-22 now in favor of Sandpoint. 15-point lead for the Eagles, the largest of the game. Crossover to Saylor for three. Looks good. And it is. Make that 25 now for the T-Jacks, 37 for Sandpoint. 2 minutes to go here in the third. Peter, contact and shot, good. Almost could have gotten the and one on that. 1:44 now in the third, Sandpoint up by 14. Chase Gould with the ball. Nice, getting past his defender. Puts it up, just misses. I tell you, Chase had a lot of great looks at the basket. They just haven't quite connected. Nice steal by Riley Wilson. He more pokes the ball out. Ryu for three. Doesn't follow up on the shot. Looked like it was good, but no one followed that shot. Sandpoint still up by 14. 1:15 to go here in the third quarter. Chase taking his time. Finds Brent Thompson in the lane. Nice hook shot from the middle of the paint. No good. Robert with the attempted steal. Draws contact. Curious for him to see how many fouls that is for him. Tyler is going to check, Robert will check out of the game. The fourth foul for Robert Thompson as he sits down here for the rest of the third quarter. Just a minute to go here. I'm curious to see how much of the fourth quarter he misses too. Dawson for three. Back of the rim. Picked up by Peter. Put up no good. Several attempts, also no good. Rebound goes now to the T-Jacks. Down by 14, less than a minute to go in the third. Short there, big man in the center. We'll see what the T-Jacks cook up here. Good handles. Oh, Jersey. Oh, the ball is just rejected by Rowdy. Dawson finds his tail. Tyler Gunderson puts a layup on the right-hand side and gets fouled on the way. A resounding deflection by Rowdy Tripp. Big defensive play there. Two seconds left to go in the third quarter. Tyler Gunderson at the line for two shots. Puts up the first. It's in. Second attempt here from the line for the junior. Puts it up. Also good. 41-25 with Sandpoint in the lead. 30 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Saylor will bring the ball up. Taking their time, trying to wind down the clock for that last shot of the game. Saylor for three. Nice arc. Good. Two back-to-back threes for Saylor. 15 seconds left to go here. Sandpoint up by 13. Ball in the hands of Tyler. Puts into the lane. Tries to pass it back outside. Rowdy just misses it. 4 seconds to go in the quarter. Ball in action. Brennan, shot, front of him, no good. Going into our fourth and final quarter, the score will be 41 for Sandpoint, 28 for the King Cove T-Jacks. We will be back in just 1 minute.
lay back and smell the sun, warm up the Georgia pie. It's so good to be taking it easy. Why would I ever leave? 'Cause I know I got some good friends that live down the street. Got a good looking woman with her arms around me. Here in a small town where it feels like home, I got everything.
King Cove went undefeated last season. And honestly, they were undefeated for quite a few with that stellar lineup that they had for so many years there. It'll be the first win for quite a while in Sandpoint against the T-Jacks. If they can pull this off here, they're up by 13, 41-28 with 8 minutes to go in the game. And that's going to be contact against Tyler. It was from this upstairs vantage point that looked very clean on the defensive play, but you know, the referees see that much closer down there. Score remains the same, 7:40 left to go in the game. Ball thrown in over to Riley. Wilson will take it up for the T-Jacks. In the air pass over to Jersey. Jersey Mack, who checked in for Robert Thompson, puts up 2 points. Brings it within 11 here. It's Gocho with the ball. Shot up by Ryu. Misses. Rebound chased down by Dawson, who stayed in the game. Pass to Rowdy. Gets intercepted by Brennan. Good defensive play by Larson. He brings it up. Takes it to the left-hand side. Shot by Riley. In and out. Oh, great tip-up shot there by Chase. Whistle and timeout called there by Coach Smith for Sandpoint, who has seen a once 15-point lead start to slowly get chipped away here to 9 points. And I think he's going to take a quick second to talk to his boys and just kind of check back in with the squad, see what they could be doing differently. It's been a great game here, though. The story of the game, as I said earlier, has been the defense. Both these teams have done a great job, but defense has definitely carried the day here for both these squads as, you know, until recently it was a fairly low-scoring game. 41-30, still a fairly low-scoring game. I'd say this time last year we'd be seeing that in the first half. But defense has been very strong for both these teams, making it very hard. But as their offense gets into the groove of things, you can see they start finding backdoor pathways into backcourt, and I think that's going to be something that both these squads are going to work on through the season. That's effective play making and passing, finding ways to get underneath the basket. And I said this before, I've just never seen a 1A squad make the three-point game work. Ball now in the hands of Ree Viscocho. Again, his first game of his career. Long cross-court pass. Peter gets inside. Takes it back outside. Tyler pump fakes all over, gets fouled. 6:40 in the game. Sandpoint will throw underneath their basket. Ryu gets inside. Pass the ball out of bounds. Last touch by T-Jacks. Good defense here by Sam or by King Cove. Tyler over to Ryu. 6.5 minutes to go in the game. Ball tipped up by Chase, but Ryu's able to keep his hands on it. Eagles up by 9. Looks like they're trying to burn down the clock at this point, if I didn't know better. They're not shooting. Rowdy's wide open. Takes a shot. Jeremy has checked back in for Sandpoint. Ball almost stolen by Riley. Rowdy doesn't take a free, but gets in. Shot. Sue attention Rowdy won't go down. 6 minutes left to go in the game. Chase with the ball, moving fast, hard into the lane, falls down and gets fouled as he was trying to run in. Looks like he hit his knee pretty hard. He walks it off, though. Foul against Sandpoint. Eagles up by 9, 6 minutes to go. They're looking to burn some time down here. Shot up by the T-Jacks is good for three. Much needed 3 points there for King Cove, bringing this now into a 7-point game. Sam Point. Tyler outside. Inside to Peter, who gets past the defense and puts up a shot. Good for two. Sam Point back up by nine now. Sam Point looking to keep that buffer alive so they can burn down the clock. Chase for three. He doesn't get it, but Brennan almost forced a steal. But, man, Rowdy will throw the ball just right of Ryu, and it goes out of bounds. T-Jacks with the ball in their own territory now. Chase Gould with the ball. Passed it over to Riley. Double defended. He's able to find Saylor. Passing around the outside of Chase, who drives in for a shot. Foul called. That was going to be some reaching by Ryu. Foul heavy third quarter here. Three fouls for Sam Points. Up by nine. Chase for three. This could be huge. In and out. Peter on the rebound. 5 minutes to go here in the game. Ryu takes it in. Pass to Peter, who again works his way past the defense. Fadeaway jumper, no good. Brennan on the rebound. Chase on the fast transition. Here he comes. Oh, finds Jersey with a wraparound layup. No good, but what a great play. And Chase is really going to try to force the offense here. He smells what's cooking. He knows that they're trying to burn down the clock, and he's going to force some pressure here. Tyler almost travels. Tries to pass it outside of Ryu. Tipped up the hands of Chase and out of bounds. Yeah, Sam Point is definitely trying to run down the clock here. Chase not trying to let that happen. Ryu with the ball in the backcourt. Brings it past the half-court line. Rowdy. Pass back to Tyler around the perimeter. Trying to break in towards the basket. Jeremy McLaughlin will get fouled in the line. And I think that's going to be the first against King Cove here for the quarter. So Sam Point will throw in underneath their basket. Eagles up by nine. Inside. Outside now to Ryu. Rowdy's wide open for three. Drives in, puts off the glass, no good. Saylor gets the rebound. I think Coach Smith would like to have seen a little bit more time burned there before that shot was taken. We're now under 4 minutes to go in play. Standpoint up by nine. Couple well-shot threes, like this one right here by Riley Wilson, but doesn't go in. Rebound into the hands of Brennan, fade away for two, and that's good. King Cove just nipping at the heels here. Down by seven with 3.5 minutes to go in the game. Sam Point can't afford to let much more of this gap close. Shot by Tyler for three is wide of the net or the rim. And that was not what I think Coach Smith wants to see. He's calling for the team to burn down the clock here. Good steal by Tyler. A dose of redemption. As he pump fakes past Chase and gets a layup. Excellent effort by Gunderson. 9-point lead here for Sam Point. Fast transition. Brennan for three. Good line. Hits the rim. Just can't go down. Tyler. Fast break. Pulls back. Over to Ryu. A little passing between the two here as they will again let the time wear down. 9 minutes between the two squads. Rowdy for a jumper. Won't go down. Good rebound by Jeremy. Hookback's good. Sam Point starting to extend that lead again. An 11-point lead here. We'll have a timeout called by King Cove. They were within seven. Now Sam Point up by 11 with 2.5 minutes to go here in this game. Thanks for tuning in here to the Sam Point Sports Network and KSDP. We'll be providing as many games as we can throughout the season. Keep an eye out on our Facebook page or around town. We're posting flyers to get the word out on what games are happening and when so you guys can have the schedule. You can also go to aabsd.org where there's an activities calendar, and that will show you guys everything that's going on for all the different activities. But I want to say thanks to our sponsors here at KSCP who make this happen, all the local contributors and the listeners that make this what we are. Thank you so much for tuning in here to KSCP, for joining us on the Sandpoint Sports website, or for coming here to the games. Again, the gate has been offered up for this series by KSCP, looking to give the opportunity for everyone to come and watch these games for free when they can. 2.5 minutes left to go here in the game. Sandpoint has been extending their lead now. They're up by 11. I hear a horn out there. Trying to rally the troops here. All right, 2.5 minutes. Chase will throw the ball into Brennan. And they're letting the ball roll in. Brennan picks it up. Nice passing there by the T-Jack. Shot missed, but Sailor's easy layup and putback. Nobody trying to get that ball but him. Good job by Sailor following the shot. Well-practiced play there, and he actually did it. Sandpoint up by 9 now. 2 minutes to go. Eagles looking to really burn down the clock. Peter turns into lane and forces up a underhanded layup that just had no real opportunity. Ball back in the hands out of the T-Jack for 2 minutes. Only 9 points. That's just 3 three-pointers away. And there's the first one right there by Riley Wilson. Sandpoint has got to watch out if they want to see this victory. They are now only up by 6. It was 11 just a few minutes ago. 1:45 on the clock. Still enough time to run things down. But King Cove's got to know that they can turn this around. They've got enough time. They're going to have to put some defensive pressure on, though. Ryu. Pass back to Rowdy. Rowdy trying to burn this thing down. Good double team there. Peter can't help himself. Oh, he sends it back out to Ryu, but 3 at the top of the line. Good. Ryu gets that shot in from the top of the key, and it's hard not to take that one, giving them a 9-point lead with 1:11 back in this clock. Still enough time, though, for T-Jax to pull this off. They can get some 3-pointers in. They're going to have to fire them off quick, though. Just 1 minute to go in the game. Sailor outside to chase for 3. Can he get it? Back of the rim. Thompson fighting for the rebound. Jump ball called. Good effort by Robert Thompson, who has checked back in for the T-Jax. Darren McLaughlin roping the ball up there. Here comes Sandpoint now. 9-point lead. 45 seconds left to go here. Rowdy kind of lost control of the ball there for a second. Brennan puts in the pressure. Tyler forced to take the ball out. Ryu drives in the lane, passes it right to Riley. 30 seconds left to go in the game. Ball tipped up by Rowdy. McLaughlin, fast break to Tyler, out of bounds. T-Jax with another look at the basket here with 26 seconds left to go in the game. They do trail by 9. A technical. Is that what it's not called? A technical? I'm not really sure. Okay, they're saying that was out, tipped off by the T-Jacks. Sandpoint with the ball. Oh, nice steal by Chase. What a deflection by Ryu. Nice follow through by Brennan. 10 seconds left to go. Chase really putting forth all the effort he can. 4 seconds to go here in the game. And I think that's a 10-second violation with 0.9 seconds left. Sandpoint coming away with their first victory in at least a year, maybe more.
The camera's facing this way, but it's stuck that way.
All right, there we go. That is it. The game is over. Sandpoint wins by 7, 50-43 here in the Sandpoint. We'll be back tomorrow, 6:30 here in Sandpoint, 7:30 in King Cove. Thanks for tuning in here to KSTP and the Sandpoint Sports Network. This is Austin Roof signing off.
All right. Well, it sounds like the Eagles excuse me, everybody, have taken the lead on both games tonight. We had the Lady Eagles in King Cove, and they defeated the Rookies 36-32. Sandpoint Gentlemen Eagles 50, King Cove T-Jacks 43. We'll have more basketball tomorrow night, and we're going to flip-flop the game, so we'll have the boys first and then the ladies in the later in the evening. In the meantime, let's try and get us back up to our regularly scheduled programming. How about that? Make that next. Thanks for tuning in. These games will be archived at apradio.org.
KSDP 830 AM, Sandpoint, Alaska, and K201DA 88.1 FM, King Cove.
Bridges' latest album, Leon, that's Laredo. In a minute, a new song from a band who are big Paul McCartney fans. That's next on World Cafe. Obviously, comparing any band to the Beatles or any of the Beatles solo stuff is only ever going to make people mad. But there are lots of bands who are inspired by the Beatles, and sometimes you can hear a little bit of that influence. I'm Raina. This is World Cafe. Peach Pit are a band out of Vancouver who say their favorite Paul McCartney album is Ram, and you might be able to hear some Macca love in this one if you listen for it. This is Peach Pit with Magpie on the Cafe.
Let go. you out of here. Do you want it, lady? I know that you're coming to go.
Most listened to music program. This is World Cafe.
and a blade on your shoulder. Well, if you break both your legs, oh, don't come running to me. I've had a change of heart. I've had a change of heart. World at the war. Nobody's winning. Don't worry about the rain. It's only beginning. Of heart. I had a change of heart.
Change.
That is Frederick from Patti Smith, wrapping up this hour of World Cafe. I want to say thank you again to Tagua Tagua for that mini concert we heard earlier this hour. And thank you to line producer Will Loftus and our technical director Chris Williams for their work on that session. Also, thank you to our affiliates across the country, including KSKA in Anchorage, Alaska. We produce this show at WXPN at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. I'm Raina Duras. Thanks for listening to World Cafe from NPR.
World Cafe is supported by ECMC Foundation, whose North Star is to eliminate equity gaps in post-secondary completion by 2040 so that underserved learners have greater opportunity for social and economic mobility. And by the Doris Duke Foundation, which aims to support the well-being of people and the planet for a more creative, equitable, and sustainable future.